And it's recorded as it happens in your soul consciousness. And this you can't get away from. These are your memories. But the only memories that are eternal are those that come from your soul. Those of your senses are recorded on your brain. Just your brain is just like this tape recorder. And your memory is when you put that tape recorder onto that spot and you remember it. But that's not from your soul, that's from your senses. Your soul is the eternal part of you. And until man understands who he is and what he is and what his real purpose on earth is, we shall continue to create wars. Every man is creating this present worldwide war. And it's a worldwide war. While one man is being killed on this earth, there's war. And what creates war? What is war? You know what war really means? It means that man is taking from man. And the only law of life is giving. The only thing that we can have is that which we first give. And have we given love to the world? Do we really give love to our fellow man? Do we really put ourselves up for each other? How many people do? They do it if it makes them feel good. But first, in the divine Iliad, it says, when you enthrone your brother, you are truly enthroning yourself. And this means that unless you enthrone your brother, you can never be enthroned. Never. When people say they're lonely or unhappy, of course we feel compassion for them. But not because they're lonely and unhappy. We feel sorry for people because they are so unaware of what makes happiness and what gives them something so that they're never lonely. How can any soul be lonely who knows God and knows his fellow man as himself? There isn't any other person in this world but you. You are every man. You don't walk beside people. You walk through them, in and out, in and out. If you understood the wave, if you understood the secret of the wave, which we teach, you would understand what it means to be one with your fellow man and the necessity of why you should understand this. We must understand this. Unless we understand this, we shall continue to create every miserable condition that comes into our lives. Everyone. Whatever the condition is that makes you unhappy, you have created it somewhere along the line. Somewhere. It's necessary to talk this way. It's necessary for this message to go out all over the world. Because it's Pollyanna to think it's going to take care of itself. And we cannot make the statement, we are all one and God is love and we know the light, if we don't know the light. The only thing that you do is the thing that you know, not remember and repeat. You can repeat till kingdom come for your finger to come off the stove. But it will burn. It will burn your finger off until you take it off with God. That was why I wrote my book, God Will Work With You, But Not For You. Never ask God for anything. He's given us everything. Everything is ours. This beautiful universe. We have each other. The greatest thing that we can have is to have each other. What do all the things in the world mean to us if we don't have each other? And how much do we really give to each other? Do we do the little things that make us happy? When people are married, they think this is it. We're going to have a wonderful life. I've found my great love. And then they stop doing little things for each other. And then we have divorce. Because you can live together for 100 years and not be married. That isn't marriage. The only real marriage is marriage in love.